We recently told you about an archive in Massachusetts dedicated to the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy and the authors who relied on it. Their books are being published to mark the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's death, which will be marked early next month. WBGO's John Kalish reports now on a labor activist in Los Angeles who was wounded during the assassination and remains a skeptic that Sirhan Sirhan was the sole assassin.
Paul Schrade is 93 and lives in a light-filled home in the Hollywood Hills. He knew Robert Kennedy from John F. Kennedy's presidential campaign in 1960. In March 1968, Schrade arranged for Bob Kennedy to go to Delano, California, to visit the farm workers' leader Cesar Chavez, who was in the midst of a fast.
I went to him afterwards. He was waiting to leave. He came up on a small plane with a couple of his guys, and just pounded him that he had to run, had to run, had to run. Well, he didn't say he was going to run, but he asked a lot of questions about California politics. So it was an indicator to me. This was on a Sunday. On Friday, he announced that he was a candidate for president.
As soon as Kennedy announced, Schrade endorsed him and was called on the carpet by his boss at the United Auto Workers Union, who was not supporting RFK. During the presidential primary campaign in California, Schrade worked tirelessly on Kennedy's behalf. When voters went to the polls on June 4, 1968, Kennedy's press secretary, Frank Mankiewicz, got a scare.
During the afternoon of that vote, Mankiewicz got word that the polls had closed early in East L.A. and in Watts, which was really a serious problem because this is where we expected a big vote. Those polls had closed early because 100% of the people in those districts had voted, which had never happened before, you know. And it just showed the kind of spirit that there was from Latinos and Black Americans for Bob.
Kennedy triumphed in the California primary, greatly increasing his chances of winning the presidential nomination. During his victory speech at the Ambassador Hotel, the candidate made a point of thanking his labor advisor.
And I want to also, if I may, just take a moment more of your time to express my appreciation to Paul Schrade from the UAW, who worked so hard, and all the other members of the labor organizations and members of the labor union.
After the victory speech, Schrade accompanied Robert Kennedy on his fateful walk into the kitchen of the hotel en route to another speaking stop in the Ambassador.
The television lights went on and sort of blinded me, and I felt a shock. I was shaking violently, and I didn't know it, but I was shot in the head. I didn't know that at that particular moment. I thought I was being electrocuted. I came to on the floor finally with a doctor holding my head. I survived it, and emotionally I didn't. I was in really bad shape for a long time and depressed, but also very angry at losing Bob. And a lot of my staff people said, you know, you're not doing your work. So I was defeated for office a couple of years later. I went back to work in the factory just to get to a quiet place. They downgraded me to a stockroom job. I needed to work, for one thing. And I just wanted to get away from everything, and that's one way to do it, in a dull job. I just felt that was the proper place for me for a long time.
Schrade remained active in the movement to end the war in Vietnam and met his wife at an anti-war rally in San Francisco. In the mid-1980s, he played a major role in the long, protracted struggle to have the Ambassador Hotel demolished and replaced with a complex of public schools dedicated to Robert Kennedy's embrace of social justice. Judy Baca is an L.A. artist who was active with Schrade in the campaign to tear down the Ambassador.
He was tireless. Paul was stubbornly refusing to give up hope on the idea that this could become a place that could remember Bobby Kennedy in the appropriate way. Paul felt, as did the Kennedy family, that what was most important to preserve was not that particular terribly ghoulish moment in which Kennedy was shot.
Baca was commissioned to create murals in the school's library honoring RFK. Kennedy is depicted with the late Cesar Chavez in one of the murals. Schrade is shown in the artwork addressing thousands of workers in a factory. The library actually was built on the footprint of the ballroom where Kennedy gave his last speech. It's named in Paul Schrade's honor. Baca remembers showing Schrade the murals just as they were completed.
Walking him through that space that had been such a terrible moment for him and asking him, is it transformed? Did we do it? And with tears in his eyes, he said, you did. This is what we dreamed of.
In the mid-1970s, Schrade became convinced by New York Congressman Allard Lowenstein that the police investigation of RFK's assassination was deeply flawed, and Schrade became active in legal efforts to reopen the case.
The ballistic evidence was checked as a result of a suit filed by Paul Schrade, a former union executive who was wounded when Robert Kennedy was killed.
A small fraternity of independent investigators, journalists, and authors has spent decades trying to prove that Sirhan Sirhan was not Kennedy's sole assassin. Among them is Bill Klaber, an author in upstate New York.
Paul Schrade is our father in all this. I get emails from him almost every other day saying, hey, did you look at this? The bullet striations on this thing don't really match up with the one that went in Wiesel's stomach. And we go back into looking at the bullet striations and did they really match and all this stuff. And this is what he's thinking about all the time. And he's a fighter.
And so 50 years after Robert Kennedy was gunned down, 93-year-old Paul Schrade continues to work on the investigation into the killing. A couple of years ago, he testified in support of Sirhan's parole. He insists that act was one that Kennedy would support.
So here is a man of justice, has not had justice. The American people and the Kennedy family have not had justice because we don't know who shot Robert Kennedy. We know Sirhan did not.
You have said that there's no doubt in your mind that the first bullet Sirhan fired was the one that hit you.
Well, that's what the police say.
And yet you still forgive him.
I was an innocent bystander. If he was trying to shoot Robert Kennedy and shot me, doesn't mean that he had any animosity or any feelings about me at all. So I feel free to forgive him for shooting me. He didn't know what he was doing.
Didn't know what he was doing, advocates of a conspiracy theory say, because Sirhan had been hypnotized and programmed to do his work as an assassin. Paul Schrade will gather with others close to Robert F. Kennedy next weekend in the L.A. public school dedicated to Kennedy's memory. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.